Joining me in the studio now, I have Gemma O'Connor, who's the Adult Education Coordinator at the Donaghy's Community School, and Eddie Moore, who's one of the tutors at the Adult Education courses. He teaches Bridge. Good morning to you both. Welcome to Near FM.
Good morning, Mark.
And thanks for having us here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. Gemma, I'll start with you if you could, if I could. The Donaghy's Community School Education Programme, it's been running a long time.
It has, yeah. Well, the school actually opened in 1977, and then we started the, well, I wasn't there at the time, but the adult education programme started in 1980. So I suppose as part of our remit, the fact that we're a community school, so our remit will be to look after the whole of the community. Mm-hmm. So to provide education for the adults in the area, and maybe people would use our facilities as well, so to kind of cater for the whole community. Mm-hmm. So in 1980 they were set up, and they've been going strong since then, let's say.
Yeah, and I suppose when we think maybe of adult education, or you know, adults going into school to do courses, we probably traditionally think of things like people are probably going to do flower arranging, or they're going to do maybe learning the tin whistle or stuff like that, but it's much broader than that, isn't it? There's lots more stuff available to people.
Yeah, there's a wide range of classes available. Like, some of them will be skill-based, so like a lot of computer courses going, and ECDL course.
Yeah.
We do a lot of morning courses for computers as well, targeted at the older adults.
Mm-hmm.
We started a new one this year now with being the smart technology, like learning how to use an iPad and tablet, iPhone, that kind of sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you'd have a lot of sports and fitness, so like Pilates, yoga, Tai Chi. We have a new Tai Chi teacher started this year, and he's doing really well. And then you'd have like the hobby-based ones, the personal development ones, family history. Really, there's a vast range of courses available, to be honest.
And because
languages, you know, there's lots going on.
No, because I think, you know, again, there was a time, I suppose, where adult education or people going back to school to do, they probably seen it as just something to do to fill their evenings. But adult education has grown now, as you say. There's ECDL courses, the European Computer Driver's License course, things where people are getting FETEC accreditation and stuff like that. So there's absolute learning involved. People can even go back to the Back to Education initiative. There's lots of stuff there.
Well, there's a couple of full-time courses going on. As you mentioned, there's the Back to Education initiative. So they start in September and run for the year. That one is just runs morning time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a fire and ambulance course. That's post-leaving cert course. And there's another post-leaving cert course, general studies course. And then also, as part of our adult education programme, we run some of the NUI Minute certificate courses. So this year we have the addiction studies is running this year.
Yeah.
It's been running for a few years in the area. So really proud of what we do.
Yeah,
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I was just going to say that, I mean, we're always looking for new ideas as well. So if anybody's out there listening and would maybe be interested in having some course in our school, they should contact us, get in touch.
Yeah, put something on. Because I suppose the other side of it is, there's lots of people out there maybe with a lifetime of skills. You know, they may have been teachers, they may have been carpenters, bricklayers, electricians, a lifetime of skills, and there's an opportunity there for them to maybe teach and you pass on the skills they learn. Because I suppose it's very sad when people have gone through their lives, they've got to retirement or whatever, and they've all this knowledge, and then they just go and they go home with it, and it's just gone forever. It's important maybe that if people are interested in sharing their knowledge, they can do that.
To pass it on, so we're always open to new ideas and welcome any kind of suggestions, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Eddie, I suppose in that sense, and talking about skills and lifetime skills, you're a tutor of the Bridge class down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I know very little about Bridge, but I know you don't learn it overnight, and it probably takes a long time to become to a level where you can teach people to play. Is that correct?
Well, the more you play, obviously, the more you learn.
Yeah.
But what people have this image of Bridge that you've got to be, one, very brainy, and you don't.
Yeah.
Two, that it was part of an upper-class game.
Uh-huh.
But like golf has become everybody's mm-hmm. game, and the same way with Bridge. My attitude to Bridge is that once you learn the basics, it's with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And we've had people in my own club who played up to the age of 95.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play anywhere in the world. You can go anywhere in the world. And once you have the basics, you can play Bridge.
You can play anywhere.
Doesn't matter. You don't even have to know the language.
Yeah.
Because the cards are all the same around the world.
Yeah.
To me, you learn to suit your own knowledge. Mm-hmm. And then having learned that particular knowledge, you play at that level. You uh-huh. don't have to go up and yeah. be a world expert. Mm-hmm. You meet your own friends at the same level yeah. and you will get as much enjoyment out of it as the world expert
yeah.
does.
Yeah. And what was your motivation? Is that you're obviously a bridge player for a long time in your life, probably spent years walking. Was it always an intention of yours to just say, you know what, I could teach people how to play this, or I get fed up with people not understanding this game or thinking it's beyond them, I'd like to take the opportunity to teach people? Is that the kind of road you went down?
Yeah, I played it all my life, and I'd played it all over Ireland. One of the advantages of a bridge player, again, because I was on the road, I could arrive in Cork or Donegal or Timbuktu, and I could ring up the local bridge club and say, I'm in town this week, could I get a game of bridge?
Yeah.
Could I get a partner?
Uh-huh.
I say, where did you play? Well, I happen to play in the Civil Service Bridge Club.
Yeah.
We'll have a partner for you.
Excellent.
And you could play anywhere around Ireland, or the world for that matter. Mm-hmm. So about 4 years ago, I decided to do a teacher certificate course with the CBAAI, and that started.
Yeah.
I have to say, I love it. To me, there's a shining light moment when the light bulb goes off over somebody's head
yeah.
and they realise, oh, that's it, yes.
Yeah. Because that's what I was thinking, you know. I mean, we said about practical skills there with Jemmy, you know, things like electricians and plasterers and computer experts and all these things. But you had a passion for bridge, and as you say, a game you enjoyed all your life, and then took the opportunity to go and teach others. And when you have that moment where you see people, oh, they got it.
Yeah.
It must be hugely rewarding.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. In the beginners' classes, where people consider it being a very serious game, mm-hmm. and it would be at the upper levels, but in beginners' classes, you're more likely to hear a squeal of laughter when somebody uh-huh. makes the contract they didn't expect to make,
yeah.
and their friends congratulating them for doing yeah. it. So it's all good fun.
It's all good fun. The other thing, I suppose, as you say, good fun, there is also the social aspect of all of this, you know. Gemma, I'll bring
huge,
you back.
Huge part of it, yeah. Really, yeah. Isn't it?
You know, meeting people you never met before, yeah. you make friends for life.
Yeah.
As I say, when you go to beginner's class, you don't need a partner even.
Uh-huh.
You could have one for you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because that's the other side of it. I mean, again, and I know I'm concentrating maybe on people who might be retired or have found themselves out of work, and they're probably just sitting at home watching TV and bored and thinking there's nothing for me to do. I mean, when you look at the brochure for the Donaghy's Community School and everything that's on offer there, I mean, it's a smorgasbord. There's a lovely word. A smorgasbord of skills and classes. And of course, the added thing that you can put is the social aspect. It's coming out, yeah, meeting people, yeah. getting to know people, having a bit of fun, and learning a skill together. It can be hugely enjoyable.
Yeah, and we have a tea break as well, both the evenings and the morning class. Well, and I think that's a great opportunity, isn't it, for
yeah.
people to mix and get to know one another, you know?
Yeah.
And we actually had a great night there on Monday night. The photography class put on there's two photography classes running, and they put on an exhibition of their work. And I have to say, I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the work they were turning out was just really professional looking.
Uh-huh.
But it was more than that. And then the singing class came out that evening as well, and they sang a few classes, or sang a few songs.
Yeah.
But the atmosphere, I mean, was just amazing, to be honest. Like, I was really impressed, you know, and just everybody mixing, and then their families came in to have a look and that, you know. So there is a huge aspect of it,
yeah.
really, isn't it?
I mean, I've told you before we started the interview, I did a few of the courses down there
yeah.
myself, things that interested me. I did the sound recording, and I did the family history, and
yeah.
the family history was fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fabulous, and great group of people. And again, it was amazing how quickly people were going, where would I look if I wanted to find this? And you do create that
yeah.
gang kind of atmosphere, and everybody's supporting
yeah.
each other and helping each other. And it really is quite
yeah.
rewarding and quite satisfying
yeah.
at the end of the day. So, your programme now, obviously, we're coming up to Christmas. It's
yeah,
it's shut down. They run September to Christmas, and then January.
Starts again
yeah.
in January, yes. So
yeah.
we'll be starting again in January, the end of January. Our class will start on the 25th of January, but the
mm-hmm.
enrolment is going to start on the 11th of January. So Monday the 11th of January will be the start
yeah.
of our enrolment dates. And
yeah.
we enrol them for 2 weeks leading up to
absolutely. And the costs, you know, this is
yeah,
another thing that
course,
people
yeah.
say, you know, like, the it's obviously not free, you know.
Unfortunately.
You probably do your best to keep costs
yeah.
to a minimum.
To be honest, people are interested. We do our best to get it running.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So making a profit isn't our aim at all. It's really
yeah.
just to serve the community and to have a role in the community. And so the cost, well, now this week, or this term, they're it's actually, normally our terms are 10 weeks, but they're only eight weeks this term because Easter holidays start very early.
Yeah,
so they're actually seem a little bit cheaper than normal. So your average course for 8 weeks, 2 hours a night is around €80. Now, some of them might be a little bit more, up to 100 for, say, pottery or some of the computer classes or your sound recording.
Yeah.
But in general, and then some of them are actually cheaper, like, say... You can learn Tai Chi for €56, so that's pretty good during the daytime. 65 at night. Pilates again, €65. So I mean, they're very very reasonable.
I suppose when you look at it that way, I mean, you're talking for 8 weeks. You're talking maybe in the region of €10 to €12 for a class. I mean, in fairness, you know, you can't get 3 points for €12. You know, so I mean, when people want to look at it and say, you know, it's a bit expensive. Well, it's when you break it down to brass tacks. You know, if you were going to go to see a movie one night every week for 8 weeks, you'd spend the same amount of money.
Yeah. And some of them are even cheaper than that market.
Yeah, and you know, you will get a skill. You'll make new friends. Yeah. You'll get huge enjoyment out of it. I mean, that's my experience was when I did it. And Eddie, I mean, it was great when you were talking about the bridge then, seeing the enthusiasm on your face, and that's the great thing. I say you're itching to get back in January, eh?
I am, actually, because there's times when I envy the beginners, because I would love to be starting again, and to me, it's like a voyage of discovery.
Yeah.
And as you go up the steps, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And very cheap. When you go and play in a bridge club, it's about €5 or €6 a night.
Yeah.
Where would you get a night's entertainment for €5 or €6?
This is it. Sometimes I get a little bit frustrated myself personally when people say, but it's very expensive. When you break it down, is it really? You know, is it really? I mean, you're getting, even if you're just getting the 8 nights out, and you know, you come
kind
away
of
with
focus
it.
Focus for you as well.
Yeah, it gives you something to focus on. You'll come out, you'll be at the learning something, regardless, and you might be at the making, as you say, friends for life.
Mm.
And then you'll. Eddie be giving you a call and he'd be taking you around the country to play bridge tournaments.
Maybe even abroad.
That's it. I'm going to run through now some of the other classes that are available. I'll just run through them quickly now, because people are probably... I mean, I mentioned the family history and the sound recording that I did. We're both brilliant, and the tutors were excellent. Both Margaret and JJ were excellent. Great experience, great knowledge. That's the other thing, even talking to yourself, Eddie. I mean... the knowledge that you've harnessed with the tutors is usually important, you know, and they deliver it in a way that people get it, you know, and they're enthusiastic about it, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose, again, if we looking at adults who probably left school early and are probably thinking about things like the Back to Education Initiative or stuff like that, they probably came through a school experience and they're thinking this is going to be the same, and it's not. It's different to a school experience. It's not... you're not going to get 50 lines if you don't do your homework.
It is a very different experience. Yeah. And I have to say, in September, when we started off this term, I actually had a couple of phone calls and people coming into the office telling me that they were nervous about coming in and starting something new and going back to school and maybe hadn't had such great experiences. But they're still there now. They did the whole 10 weeks and they enjoyed it. So
absolutely,
giving it a try.
I would do it with the brand new pupils. I'd say, I'm playing bridge 46 years and I still make mistakes.
Yeah. This is exactly it. I mean, people make mistakes every day. I mean, no matter who you are, you know, no matter what walk of life you're in, people make mistakes all the time. Nobody's perfect. And again, that's another thing, as you say, confidence in people. If they think, oh, I'll make a fool of me, or I don't really know, put all that behind you. Just go and try it, you know. What have you got to lose? But anyway, as I said, we'll run through some of the other courses that are available here. We've got Art Appreciation, Bowron. I've always been tempted a bit of Bowron myself, rather than just going boom, 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 boom. Button accordion, chess. I mean, again, chess, I mean, similar to bridge, chess would be a game that people would think is a bit highbrow. I remember being taught to play chess when I was younger. Now, I haven't played it in years and years. But again, once I learned it, it's a fascinating game. Really is a fascinating game. You can spend hours playing it. And I think, again, people who might be looking at it and going, I'd love to... There's millions of... Every house has to have that box stuck in a wardrobe somewhere. There's the draft and the chess.
Yeah.
And he played the draft for years, and I was like, I'd love to learn how to play that. And I can... I don't know whether you play chess yourself.
No,
Eddie,
I don't.
Never
played.
But I mean, or yourself, Jim, you ever played chess?
No, not.
And as I say, it's years since I played it. I was a kid, and... fascinating game once you get into it. So yeah, if anyone's out there, you ever thought, I wouldn't mind having a go at that.
Yeah,
it's actually, again, much as you say, about bridge. Once you get the basics of chess,
oh yeah, that's all you need.
It's all strategy
you
after
can
that.
Then decide later on to if you want to learn more.
Yeah. Others then there's iPad, tablet, and smartphone. You see, again, I think that's brilliant because iPads, tablets, and smartphones. Right, my kids. I have a nephews and nieces, and are 5 and 6 and 7 years of age. And you go in. We've all seen. You go into a room, and they're all glued, and their hands and thumbs are going everywhere. And they're going, "What are you doing? How are you doing it?" And everything else. iPhones and tablets, that all that technology is new to the older generations, but it doesn't have to be beyond them, you know. It's breaking it down and getting used to how you use it is probably something. I mean, maybe you could talk to us a little bit, Gemma, but I don't know whether you've seen people in those classes. How do you take to them? How do they enjoy them?
Yeah, well, the September term was the first time we advertised that one, but it's gone really well, you know. And like, sometimes you get these things, you know, your smartphone and your tablet, but maybe you're only using it kind of in a minimum way. So you're learning to get kind of the maximum out of it, and
absolutely,
you know, instead of just having it sitting there and using it for phone calls, you learn to do all the other things you could be doing on it.
This is it, absolutely. Again, that's there for everyone if they want it. Tai Chi, cookery, creative writing, drawing, ECDL, which is, as I said, the European
Computer Driver's License.
Which is I've done that one myself, and it's again very worthwhile, and it's worth doing. Family history, everyone has to be interested in that family history. When I said, you know, but I mean, again, it's fascinating stuff. It really is. But yeah, loads more stuff as well going on down the Donaghy's. And as you say, Gemma, the courses start up again in January.
So enrolment's starting on the 11th of January, and you can get details on our school website, donaghyscommunityschool.com.
Yeah.
And we have an email address either, donaghysadulted@gmail.com, or phone number if anybody wants to ring us. It's 848-2217.
And also local libraries, you can probably pick up brochures as well.
We leave them in the libraries, and we leave them here actually. We normally leave them here. I mean, in the north side.
The brochures do be around everywhere. Yeah. You see everybody with them. And I suppose as well, since it's just before Christmas, we can also put out to there, if anybody's there and they think their dad or their mum or their brother or their sister, does our gift vouchers available too? Gift vouchers available.
Try to think as much of everything.
Yeah, but I mean,
again,
the gift of education, the gift of a skill, the gift of giving people an outlet. And
sometimes you just need that extra push, don't you? Because you're saying, I must do that, or I'd love to take up something, and, you know, that's your perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, listen, Gemma and Eddie, thanks for coming in and talking to us about the courses, and, you know, hopefully, you know, you'll get a big sign up, but there always is, in fairness. If you drive down past that school any of the evenings, you'll see the cars are out on the road and everywhere. The place will be packed, you know, which is brilliant to see. And, you know, it's great to have such a brilliant community service available to people who want it, and it's such a wide range of subjects, and we wish you every success, and hopefully we'll get people signed up on there. I might even go and do one myself again, because I'm getting the buzz for it. I don't know whether I'm ready for bridge yet though, Eddie.
Thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Delighted to be here and have the opportunity to talk to you about our courses. We look forward to seeing as many people as we can in January.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure having you. Listen,
thanks very much.
Gemma O'Connor and Eddie Moore talking to us about the Donaghy's Community School Adult Education Programme for January 2016. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.